Now we're going to meet an artist who is having his first museum exhibition and accompanying book at the age of 78. NPR's Debbie Elliott took a trip down to North Carolina and sent us this story.
Freeman Vines makes guitars from found materials and hunks of old wood, including some from a tree once used for a lynching.
There was something about that wood that was mental, spiritual.
Vines says he was uneasy working with the black walnut, acquired from an elderly white man, something that had likely been passed down as a memento.
And working with that wood, it was a spiritual thing. Not good, not bad, and not ugly, but just strange.
Photographs of the guitars and Vine's story are the subject of the new book, Hanging Tree Guitars, featuring photographs by Tim Duffy, president of the Music Maker Relief Foundation, a group that provides aid for aging musicians.
These are modern contemporary art sculptures hidden as guitars.
Duffy spent 5 years making tintype pictures of Vines and his guitars. It's a style of photography that was popular in the late 19th century, using chemicals on a sheet of metal to capture an image. The technique yielded a striking cover photo for the book. Vines is sitting in a field with some of his guitars strung on a frame overhead.
It's his whole life work. Every image means something. There's a guitar, African mask, a death mask guitar. There's a guitar that looks like a leaf. There's a guitar that looks like a teardrop.
Vines works from a drugstore-turned-studio in downtown Fountain, a three-block stretch tucked amid tobacco fields in rural eastern North Carolina.
Might not be able to get too close now.
On my visit, the gray-bearded Vines was wearing a mask and struggling with a flare-up of gout in his foot.
I ain't know where I put it at now.
He shows me his latest project, a guitar made out of wood from a 100-year-old piano.
Let's see now. Oh, his daddy right there. That wood has got, it has a life in it. And when you recreate an instrument on it, it comes alive.
He cleans the wood with a wire brush, shapes the body of the guitar, and scoops out portions to get different tones.
And I tuned the wood with sound chambers. If you listen, you can hear it. That's the light side, so we had to go with the heavy side now.
Vines plays guitar himself and started making instruments in the 1950s, selling them to other musicians around the South. He peppers his conversation with John Brown this and John Brown that as a euphemism.
I used to be a bad cursing guy, had what they call a foul mouth. And I have substituted words like that right there.
Like when he describes how he brings out the wood grain in his hanging tree guitars.
Yeah, that was already in the wood. All I did was compliment it. Scrape the John Brown dirty bark and stuff around it in dead wood.
Vine says he was rough as a young man, working at times as a bounty hunter and a bootlegger, for which he did time in the penitentiary. There, he learned to read, having no formal education beyond the third grade. He tells the story of how he first learned to play guitar as a child. Not altogether a pleasant memory.
Yeah. A white guy used to make me tote his fishing poles and his shotgun. But I didn't have but one choice. Whoop the deer. And whooped it there. Scared on it. Then one day he brung a raggedy guitar down there. Martin. He made you call it Mr. Martin. But later on he learned how to play Wildwood Flower.
The old folk song made famous by the Carter family. Vine says his friends laughed and called it hillbilly music. But he says it was not that far from the blues.
I heard the guy when he hit this chord right here. I said, "Dang, that's Wildwood Flower slowed down." Then I learned later on, I learned this right here then. I said, "Dang." Then I added it up one off. Heard Jimmy Reed one time.
Freeman Vines is full of stories, but he clams up when pressed on the story behind the hanging tree.
Don't want to hear nothing about it.
Vine says there's a certain side of the fence you know not to go on. Even today, nearly 90 years after that lynching, Tim Duffy says fear lingers.
And that's the culture of silence. When you don't talk about it, that is not a good thing. That's what keeps it invisible, keeps it in the past.
Duffy and his colleagues looked deeper into the story of the wood. Aaron Greenhood with Music Maker Relief Foundation led me to rural Wilson County, down a gravel road amid soybean fields.
And if you look back that way, where we turned in by the road is where Oliver Moore's house was, and that's where the lynching tree was just out front of his house.
Oliver Moore was a black tenant farmer and shoe repairman who was accused of raping the white landowner's daughters. He was arrested, but a white mob kidnapped him from the jail.
And they brought him down to in front of his house, and they hung him from the tree in front of his house. His family was supposed to be inside.
The lynching was reported in the Raleigh News and Observer in 1930, but since then, the details have been buried. Now they're included in the new Hanging Tree Guitars exhibition at the Greenville, North Carolina Museum of Art. Executive Director Trista Rice Porter.
People don't just forget that lynchings happened or that people were killed. People are still being killed today. And so you can kind of see that immediate, that direct connection of history to current life.
At the center of the room, Vine's guitars are hung from above.
Sometimes people need to be shocked. I think that that's kind of a role that museums and art can really play in helping people really be confronted with the reality of something so difficult and traumatic and think about how that trauma continues to impact people today, that it's still resonant there.
Freeman Vines, who rarely leaves his studio, got to see his guitars on display at the museum before the show opened to the public. It made him feel good, he says, but he didn't let on because he didn't want anyone to think it was going to his head.
I tried to not let folks know really how happy I was, because then they'll say, he's weakening and dying. Getting weak looking at a museum, see. So I kept my front up, he's behind it.
The Hanging Tree Guitars exhibition, which also includes some of Freeman Vine's sculpture, opened at the Greenville Museum of Art last week and runs through December. Shows are also planned in Winston-Salem and Portsmouth, Virginia. The book is out now. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Greenville, North Carolina.